If there are any future historians out there listening, commentator Paul Ford has a question for you.
Hello? Hello? I'd like to get some warning from the historians about this moment. Is this an age of capitalist expansion? Or a golden era? A new enlightenment? Or is it the beginning of a new dark ages? The rise or fall of empire? Just the name, and I'd know how to act. If it's an age of empire, we should pay particular attention to our Caesars. Our memorial will be their stories, like it was for the Romans. If this is a dark age, I should be working to preserve what mattered of the past, and if I'm standing in the middle of an enlightenment, I'd write poems about science. The conventional wisdom is that we live at the beginning of the information age. But maybe it's not the beginning after all. Maybe some unexpected technology is about to appear, and we're on the cusp of the nanotechnology era, or the enhanced brain age. Or it could be that personal anti-gravity jetpacks are going to change everything. At least by living in the millennium, we have a hook. Simply by being here, we've found a place in history. Film, music, and software, all of it will be millennial, and honored for its primitive energy, or condemned for its ignorance. But our proximity to a year with 3 zeros guarantees we won't be forgotten, at least until they change the calendar. It's a shame to have to wait until time is folded up and everything living today is dead and composted to know when you're living. Some historian already has the answer to my question, but she just hasn't been born yet. I'd like to grab her non-existent arm and look into her post-millennial eyes and ask her the Earth's most common question. What time is it?
Paul Ford lives in Brooklyn and writes online at ftrain.com.